Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing information on real estate and
that
finance.
We are, and all things related.
That's right. You know, because our goal, you know, we do this show,
we teach classes.
The goal, honestly, is we want our customers to be educated and empowered.
Yep.
We want them to have the knowledge to know what the process is, what options are available to them, but also
Absolutely.
That in the long run, they're going to be successful. They're going to be successful homeowners.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're going to talk in a different show about housing bubbles and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Always proud that none of our clients lost their homes.
Knock on wood.
During
we've
that
been
time.
Really,
right? Because
really
we've
lucky.
Been very careful about mm-hmm. always making sure that when they get into a property, it's based on what they feel comfortable spending.
Right.
Rather than just what they qualify for.
Right.
Right. Because things change. Right. You know,
Absolutely.
And that's a big part about what our industry is it's based on life changes, usually major, major life changes for people. In fact, one of the things that was interesting, I mentioned in the first segment that Lucky and her husband bought a home mm-hmm. and I'm having a conversation with her and Ryan just the other day. And they said something interesting in that they said, yeah, in our generation, everyone's having their kids first before they buy a house. And I thought, do you know how much it costs to have a kid?
It's really expensive.
I would buy the house first.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you might decide how many kids you want to have
well,
at that point.
And as you and I know from a very recent experience, buy the house before you buy the car.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for mentioning that because I didn't mean to eavesdrop. I was just in a restaurant with shared table space. and you know, here in the studio, you guys see that I'm wearing this little pin that says, want to buy a house.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at this restaurant working, and this young, sweet couple was chatting, and I, you know, I can't help but hear everything. And then they see my pin, and then they start asking me questions about housing. And
Aww.
This young man, who is a nurse, which he makes around $60,000 a year, pays $1,000 a month for his car. The people at the auto dealer really tried to convince him that he needed this lifestyle vehicle and all of that kind of thing. And now
he's $1,000 a month. Do you know how much buying power that car
cost
him?
That's what I said to him.
$180,000.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him. And he was just like, oh. And I said, you might, if you can, want to see, you know, because I said, how long have you had the vehicle? I said, you might want to go see about it, either trading in for something more affordable or making
yeah.
some change. Because, yeah, he and his partner, you know, like they want to buy a house. And I went, you are going to be severely disabled from that
yeah.
because of that really high payment.
I hate that. And there's some auto financing outfits mm-hmm. out there, the ones that we never say no, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So someone's underwater on their current car. The mm-hmm. car needs some work done
yep.
on it. They go into the lot. Salesman says, mm-hmm. oh, hey, you know, we're going to put you in this new car and mm-hmm. you won't need any money down. As a matter of fact, we'll just roll the financing from the last one into the new one. Now, all of a sudden, you're like double underwater on the
right.
new car where you, there's
Terrible.
No way you could ever sell the car for what you owe on it.
And so many people don't really
it's a
shop.
Trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Yeah. And a lot of times, some people aren't even shopping. They're so focused on what the purchase price is that
yeah.
they don't pay attention to the financing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just hear, like, what's the payment? And they don't think about that. And I know for a fact a certain individual that was at a Harley Davidson that when I learned they were paying 23%. On the
Ooh.
Loan for that vehicle,
oh.
I just about lost my mind because
oh,
I
boy.
Thought,
yeah.
no wonder they gave you such a bargain on the purchase price because they're killing you on the interest
financing.
Rate.
Yeah.
Like, that's worse than most credit cards.
Yikes.
It was horrible.
Yikes.
I just thought, how bad is your credit?
Yeah.
It just, like, or did you just not pay attention?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, boy. It just
yeah.
blew me away. Absolutely. So, you know, listeners, this is why we try and educate all the time, you know, and there's a lot of banks that are now doing outreach as well to do financial education
mm-hmm.
outside of just buying a home,
yeah.
right? They're trying to do financial literacy. And I know Home Street does some
we do a ton.
Areas of that,
yeah,
you know,
we do a ton of
and
it.
I know many others that do as well. And I appreciate that, but we just need more and more of it, right? That education, because everyone, I hear people saying with Randy here with the City of Renton Schools, I hear people saying like, oh, well, they should teach them all this stuff in school. And it's like, okay, first of all, we also need to be talking about these things in families, my family, even though my parents did well, didn't talk about money, even within the family. And I thought, well, that's kind of silly. Why? Like, why would we not want to talk at least amongst ourselves? Because that's where, you know, you get the most education.
Absolutely.
Is the environment you're in.
Right.
So getting financial literacy is a critical component.
I agree.
Yeah.
So let's make our listeners literate on interest rates right now. So here we go. These are national averages for mortgages. So you will find variations from lender to lender and even individually based on your credit score and the type of loan, how much you're putting down, type of property can even have an impact on it. But here's the national averages. A 30-year fixed rate conforming conventional loan, we're at 4.56%.
Okay, nice.
So they're sitting
definitely down.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah, they were over 5 just a few weeks ago.
That's right. And when I say conventional conforming loan, in King County, Snohomish, and Pierce counties now, that loan amount goes up to $726,525.
Good, because we need that.
For a single family home. So our conventional loan limits just went up. They go up every November on Black Friday.
So that
all happened. 15-year fixed rates, 4.13%. VA and FHA loans, 4.18%, down there in the low fours. Got to love that.
Mm-hmm.
Jumbo 30-year fixed rate loan, so anything over that 726,000, I still don't have that number memorized in my head.
726,9, is that right?
726,525.
Oh, 525, that's right.
I'm going to have to say that about 10 times, then I'll have it down. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates, 4.33%.
Nice.
So everything's looking really, really good right now.
Looking pretty bright.
Yeah. And
given the dark time of year.
We see folks that don't know this. So please, you know, check in. I'm always happy to give information out, give you quotes, give you estimates on loans, because these rates are half a percent lower than they were even a couple months ago.
Yep.
So if you're thinking about buying a home a few months ago, summertime, something like that.
Prices are in a good position right now. You have negotiating room. It's a really good time to consider that. And that's difference. The whole thing. Like we mentioned this on a prior show. I'm not one of those people who thumps on the desk every, you know, kind of market there is. I mean, during the recession, there were plenty of people. I said, no, don't do it right now. Don't do it. Wait till you get something back or what have you. But right now is great because even though we're saying prices have softened and whatnot, they're still really strong. You know, like we were talking about prognostications for going into this year, you know, we're estimating that we're probably still going to be, you know, around like the 5% range.
Yeah.
We'll have dropped from 8, 14, and 25, but 5 is still tremendous compared to like a typical that would be 2 or 3.
Right.
Right. And there's some parts of the country right now that are actually, you know, negative. So this is a good place.
That's right. And the thing about interest rates is we're one economic statistic away from everything changing again.
Right.
And so I just said in the last segment, you know, we got one group of economists say there's going to be a recession. We've got another group that says no recession.
Yeah.
The no recession would cause rates to go back up. The recession would cause rates to go down. Which is it going to be? Who knows? So take advantage of the rates that we've got right now, because these are the best that we've seen in over a year.
Quite a while,
so good timing.
Quite a while, absolutely. Okay, so now that we have the sexy mortgage talk out of the way, I would like to have the sexy talk about education. So, Randy, thank you again for being here.
Wonderful to be here.
Yeah, so tell our listeners who you are and what your position is, and we'll get started.
I'm Randy Matheson, the Executive Director of Community Relations in the Renton School District.
Excellent. And thanks again for being here. I'm so excited. We were talking earlier that you'd been on the show a couple of years ago, and we're kind of on a rinse and repeat on the topic, it sounds
like, right? Yeah, yeah.
So let our listeners know, why are we here today with you?
Well, there's lots of talk about good economies and great places to buy homes, availability and price-wise. And Renton is a wonderful place to live.
Yes,
great quality
is.
Of life, good availability of housing, and also good
good. And the prices are really
prices
good
are
too.
Wonderful, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And
compared
so we've been
to
growing.
A lot of places.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
So
we've been growing over the last several years in the Renton School District, and in specifically one area of our school district, the Highlands Sunset area of our district. And we need a new school in that area. We have lots of new families, lots of new housing being built, and actually lots of things coming. So there's a large development that's going on right now.
Right. And so for our listeners who have maybe not ventured down to Renton any time in the last oh, let's say 10 to 30 years. Mm-hmm. The Highlands area is going up Sunset and then also off of 4th,
correct,
right? Up,
yeah,
in the hill areas. So there's a lot of people who still have the very mistaken kind of mindset of that's like gangland, which is really frustrating because, yeah, there has been a lot of development and redevelopment going on there. And we're seeing much of that happening right now, Seco development.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
Southport is bringing in about, what is it, between 680 and 750,000 square feet of Class A office space. And the expectation is there's going to be a lot, yeah, more new businesses, which are going to go directly to what you want to talk about,
right,
because that's going to bring more people in.
Exactly right.
Fill in seats.
People who live in that area, families who live there now and families who are moving in, know that that's a beautiful area. Lots of,
yeah,
parks, lots of amenities, good, mm-hmm, quality of life. It's well-developed.
Yeah, there's a lot of view homes in Renton, mm-hmm, for a
views,
much more
you can
reasonable
see
price.
Seahawks headquarters. You can see the, yeah, water. I mean, you can see. I mean, it's a beautiful area, mm-hmm, to live. We've got great quality schools there with highly qualified teachers teaching in them. Their,
yeah,
kids are thriving in those areas.
In fact, hasn't Microsoft just recently chosen Renton as a target area?
That's right. We're working with Microsoft. We're working with the Gates Foundation in our schools. Mm-hmm. They're paying attention to the work we're doing in our schools.
Yeah.
And are coming in and being involved in our schools and asking to come in and be involved because of the level of teaching that we have and, again, the great quality teaching teachers that we have. So families are moving in. So we need, mm-hmm, a new elementary school. We've got lots of new buildings coming in. We've got some of our schools up there right now. Our elementary schools are pretty tight, so, mm-hmm, we need to build a new school. So that we have a bond measure in front of voters on the February 12th ballot, asking for permission, asking for voter approval.
And that's why Randy's here.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
we're looking for support.
And of course, bond measures, as most people know, as most voters know, need a 60% supermajority to pass.
Right.
So you need more voters to vote yes. And
so please do vote.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
And yeah, that's the first part. Just getting people to vote.
Yeah.
Turnout
many
is
times
always.
These, yeah.
It's always a big deal. Turnout's
well,
always.
Are
big.
You hopeful that with the midterm elections having had so much more response, do you think that that's going to kind of fall over into some of these other types of things?
Well, it
as
does
well?
Two things to our election. One, okay, it increased the number of folks who are registered to vote, which is a good thing. That,
yeah,
means there's more people that are qualified and ready to vote. But it does mean that, mm, we have a higher threshold to meet in order to pass this,
okay,
bond.
Well, we're going to talk about that more when we come back on Open House with Team Rebo. We got Randy Matheson with the City of Renton School District.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.